Here's NPR's Tony Cox with how you feel about our show.
Joining me to comb through all the email is News & Notes producer Christopher Johnson, a letter regular. What's a letter regular?
That's me.
Okay, well, let's get started. What have you got?
Well, first up, we got a few thumbs down for Erin Aubrey Kaplan's commentary last week that started with this rhetorical question.
Would the postmortem of Anna Nicole Smith be such a saga if she had been black? Bear with me here. Let's face it, this whole baby daddy drama with a cast of daddy hopefuls big enough to make an independent movie is something we typically associate with black women. Of course, black women don't get the Anna Nicole treatment.
A few listeners took issue with that piece. One of them was Madeline Marr, who wrote, "Such crap, so bigoted, unbelievable. It would have been smarter to talk about how women, all women, become objectified, self-medicated, made to feel useless and only wanted for their bodies, less than their male counterparts, only good for one thing, etc. Sometimes it is not black versus white. Sometimes women should show compassion for women and empower each other. Be smarter."
Well, here's some praise. Amin Sharif in Detroit enjoyed a segment we did last week on blacks who choose secular humanism over a more traditional organized religion. Sharif says, "Thank you. I just knew that all black folk weren't Baptists." Also last week, I talked to Elliot Jaspin about his reporting on so-called ethnic cleansing in southern towns, among them Corbin, Kentucky. Francine Brown of Augusta, Georgia emailed this holiday tale. "My family and I were traveling to Detroit for Christmas and decided to spend the night in Corbin. After dinner, we decided to stop at the local Walmart. It was full of shoppers because it was 2 days before Christmas. But after being in the store for about 15 minutes, it dawned on me, where are the black people?" Okay, Christopher, I'll let you finish the story.
Sure, Tony. Francine went on to say, "I recalled not seeing any black people in the restaurant that we had dinner in, nor in the hotel we were staying at. Having been in the military, I traveled throughout the Midwest, but this was a little unnerving, even though no one stared at us or even paid us any attention. I guess they knew we were just passing through."
Sometimes, Christopher, our letters are simply about letters. Detroit listener Elisa Goudelet tunes into News & Notes often and wrote to say this. "I heard someone write that the show had lost its sophistication and that the round table had become, quote, ghetto. I don't think that the discussions are ghetto, or if they are, I appreciate that in a news show. Also, as a 28-year-old woman who grew up on hip-hop, I appreciate hearing the breaks with beats by DJ Premier. It makes me glad to hear the music that I listen to being taken seriously enough to use on a news show."
Thanks, Elisa, for the props on our show and our music, which is hand-selected by our able director, Taylor Brittany Ford. She's actually got Premier going in the background right now. Play the wind, play the wind. Keep your comments and praise, and especially the praise, coming.
We like praise. You can call us at 202-408-3330. That's 202-408-3330. Or you can email us. Just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. Please be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name. Thanks, Christopher.
No problem, Tony.
That was News & Notes producer Christopher Johnson and NPR's Tony Cox.